Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish authorities say at least 30 people were killed Saturday, nearly 100 others wounded. A state-run news agency quoting the governor of Gaziantep province as saying the blast was due to a terror attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack, which the deputy prime minister said appeared to be a suicide bombing. Other officials speculated on involvement in the Kurdish rebels or the Islamic State militants. The blast occurred in an area where three explosions in recent days have been linked to the Ankara government, to rebels from the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, the PKK. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44, another bombing that killed 40 people in Ankara in March, country still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. That attack came after Turkey's prime minister said his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent the country from being divided along ethnic lines. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, the prime minister said the bloodshed needs to stop. Babies, children, innocent people should not die. He also said that Syria's President Bashar al-Assad had no role in Syria's future. Turkish leader did express concern about the ethnic divides created by the five-year civil war, with Kurdish groups have carved out their own regions and occasionally fight with Syria's Arab majority. On Thursday, Syria's Air Force for the first time began bombing Kurdish fighters. This is VOA News. Afghan troops have recaptured a key northeastern district from the Taliban just hours after the militant group took it. Afghan officials told a joint news conference in Kabul that fierce fighting for the control of Khanabad left at least 75 insurgents dead, including four Taliban commanders. They also confirmed that six Afghan security personnel were killed while another 16 were wounded. Taliban seized control of Khanabad in the overnight offensive that it claimed killed and wounded dozens of Afghan forces. Tens of thousands of Yemeni demonstrators backing Shiite Houthi rebels marched Saturday in the rebel-held capital Sana'a. Organizers billed the march as a show of support for a controversial new government council opposed by the United Nations and many Western governments. It also in support of the ousted president Ali Abdullah Saleh, a Shiite leader driven from power in 2012 after ruling for more than three decades. Saturday, witnesses said warplanes from a U.S.-backed Saudi coalition bombed the nearby presidential palace and other targets. There was no immediate report of casualties. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry due to arrive in Kenya tomorrow to discuss terrorism in neighboring countries before traveling on to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia. Kerry will meet with the Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says Rio de Janeiro has hosted iconic games that were organized in the midst of the city's ongoing struggles. At a news conference in Rio Saturday, Bach said the games had not been organized in a bubble.
These games have been organized in a city where there are social problems, where there are social divides, where real life continued.
Bach told reporters that no public money had been spent on organizing the event. He said it was better for the Games to be close to reality rather than having 6 days of the Olympic Games being isolated. Nine Australian athletes will each pay a fine of $3,121 after being detained by police in Rio following a flap over credentials at the Olympics basketball game. Olympics Committee Secretary General in Australia, Fiona de Jong, said that the athletes have been charged with falsifying a document.
It is an offence that does carry an imprisonment, between 1 to 5 years, but that ultimately was not where we got to, which we're very pleased at.
Australian Olympic Committee Chief of the Mission, Kitty Chiller, said that the athletes were aware their accreditations had been tampered with, but were definitely not at fault.
That's the latest world news from VOA.